The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with realty executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm glad to be here today with Roger Henderson.
Hey, how you doing today?
Always love to have you.
Really?
I missed you last week.
Yeah, last week, what was it? I was involved with something and I couldn't promise you that I could have been here.
You left myself and Wally Conway here.
You guys did a great job. I listened, and at least for part of the program, and you guys sounded great on the air. So, hey, I wasn't missed at all. Didn't mention my name at all. Saying Roger couldn't be here today, which is okay.
But well, because I'm such a rookie at this that I don't know what proper protocol is. I definitely am learning.
It's no big deal. I was trying to figure out, remember, what it was I was involved with that made it so I couldn't be here. A meeting or something I had to be involved with.
It was the elections.
That's what it was. It was election day.
Yeah, the day prior.
Exactly. And prior to the election. And no, day after.
Yes, my show was the day after.
Yeah, day after the election. The elections were the previous day, and I was out at the polling places, and getting.
You were, and I loved it.
You heard the man on the street interviews?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
I would love to do that with you next year.
Okay.
Or actually, not even next year. We got them in November.
Yeah, in November we have another election, so I'll probably be out the polling places again. But nonetheless, people tune in, I believe, every Wednesday, 2 o'clock, to your program because they want to learn more about real estate.
Yes.
Maybe they're in the market to buy a home. They're new to the area. Or maybe they're looking to sell a home.
Correct. And I want to let people know because, I've talked about Home Point LLC. Home Point does a lot of... I don't even call it flipping because it's not a flip. They completely rebuild a home, taking it down to literally the studs, moving the ceilings up, and they redo the joists, the whole shot.
Why would someone want to do that as opposed to purchasing another home altogether? They like the area? Or?
Well, when you're down at the beach, things are limited down there. And so what they do is they have found a small little neighborhood there that they go up and knock on the doors and purchase the homes, and they are they're renovating them, but they literally take it down to the studs. This home took 13 months to build. It is 520 4th Avenue North, and it has a front house, and it also has a back house, and the back house is 1,200 square feet, so you can rent the back house for a full year if you want. Or make a lot of money by doing a vacation rental on it. And I would live in the back house. It's so dynamic.
Yeah. And I guess there would be people who would do that. They'd live in the back house and then rent out the main portion for vacation rentals and basically live for free. Is that how it would work or what?
Oh, absolutely. On this house, you could easily do that. Wow. And usually they make probably... In a year on that house, they've probably made close between $80,000 to $100,000 on just a vacation rentals on that property so far. So now we have it on the market, and you can buy it with all top of the line furnishings in it. Mm. Which usually, when we sell their homes, people want the furniture as well,
right?
Because it's just gorgeous.
That's not bad to bring in an extra $80,000 a year.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah, you could do that, and well, of course, you'd have a mortgage to pay, probably.
And that would pay.
It would definitely pay the mortgage.
Yes.
Okay, maybe some leftover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It's depending on a lot, but the house is $1.125 million.
Okay.
And to be honest, it is the best deal right now out there. you know, because that could be a mother-in-law suite back there. It could be a vacation rental or just a rental, you know, a lease type property in the back, and you can live in the front or you can turn it around and do the other. But it's a gorgeous location. It's real close to the ocean. You just have to walk down the street. And
what if someone feels they aren't skilled with or even has the inclination or desire to be involved with the management of the rental property, if it's either a regular rental or a vacation rental? Are there services out there that would do that for you for a reasonable
there
fee?
There is.
Or they want the $80,000 that comes in every year?
You know, all across the board, on your question, you can find somebody. So I know, like the Flemings, they actually use, they have a site that they go to, and you can do it yourself, or you can hire a company to advertise and find the people to rent your property.
Mm-hmm. Will they collect the money and just send mm-hmm. you the difference?
Yes.
So you can just watch television, go to work every day, or if you want to work.
Exactly.
And then go to the beach.
And they're really good about screening mm-hmm. people. And,
okay.
You know, of course, there's always rules. Every house homeowner has different rules, you know, if it's no animals or no parties or no more than, you know, a certain amount of people can stay in the property, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't want it rented out for a party.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot that you can do with a back house because they, you know, they're almost obsolete down at the beach.
And you say this is how far from the ocean?
This is on 4th Avenue North.
So 4 blocks from the beach.
So it is on the west side of 3rd.
Okay.
Okay. But the beach is a walk away.
Mm.
It really is.
Right, right, right. Wow, that sounds like a great deal. And if they wanted to get information to take a tour, who would they see you?
Yes, and I will get them in contact with Sean Fleming. He is one of our agents, and he is part of Home Point LLC.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Fleming family. They are dynamic when it comes to developing a house and getting it prepped for resale.
Okay. Your website and contact
is anitahiles.com, and you can always contact me at 904-290-1552.
Okay. Sounds like a good deal. Now, if people have questions today that you can maybe answer over the air, it's important
yes.
we give that number out too, right?
You know, it was so funny because last week, you know, I had some email from people telling me, you know, you always forget to say where we can contact you. And then, of course, last week I forgot to give the phone number. It's like we want people to call the show and see what happens when you're not with us. I kind of slack off a little bit, I guess. But yes, we want people to call in and ask whatever you need to ask when it pertains to real estate. We'll be happy to try to answer all your questions at 904-222-8255. That's 904.
Right. It's okay.
I'm giving them the wrong number. 904-222-8255.
And if you got a question, any real estate question at all, this hour, Anita is here to help you. Just let's help some people out right now who may be a little bashful about calling in. Do you have a most common question or misconception that people very often have with respect to real estate? What is that common question they may have that you can answer real quickly?
They think that we probably make a lot of money, that we're millionaires. You know, everybody has this concept that every real estate agent,
right.
you know, makes a lot of money. And I think the other is...
some do, and I would imagine some don't, right?
Yeah, it all varies. It all varies.
Mm-hmm.
And how much work you put into it, how many hours. And you know, some people do it part-time, some do it full-time. And the other thing, a misconception would probably be for homes... maybe the pricing of homes. A lot of people always think their house is worth more than it usually is.
Mm. What are they based on upon? The county tax appraisal, or they go with something else? Because I hear that that's actually lower than it usually
is.
No,
we use the comps in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So, you know, what has recently sold within the last 6 months in your subdivision. If we need to go outside of it, then we will. But normally we don't.
Yeah. So you I guess go by the neighborhood.
Yes.
And do a comparison for square footage.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
But you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles of Realty Executive Oceanside, where the experts are. So give us a call on 904-222-TALK.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, where we put real in real estate.
Yeah. And talking today, Anita, about selling your house and things you need to do to, you know, get your house ready for the market. But I was going to ask you, and we talked about this briefly during the break, so let's clue the audience in what we were saying. When does it make sense to move when you don't really want to move? You're in town, you don't really want to leave, you're not planning on relocating to another city, but sometimes you can kind of get lost in the forest for the trees, so to speak, and stay at a home too long. Does that ever happen where the value of an entire area, you know, it just makes sense to move your equity over to somewhere else that's going to grow? Do you ever see that?
Well, sure. I mean, there's some areas in town that have, you know, lost its luster, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, maybe it's turning around a little bit, not the direction that you would like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's time to move your money, your investment, to a better location. Because as we know, when it comes to real estate, I hate saying this, but it's always location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. I mean, you can live on the east side of the 295. And to me, that always has great value. You know, you have right now St. John's County, which has been on fire for, geez, a long time. It's just been hot mm-hmm. out there. You know, because of the schooling. So you mm-hmm. get a lot of families that want to live over there.
Right.
And Mandarin is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tease about Mandarin. You know, if you're young, don't move to Mandarin. You're going to be bored out of your mind. You're going to have to drive to everything if you're, you know, a new married couple or
right.
or a single person right. buying a home.
Or maybe you bought a home in Mandarin, you know, years ago and you've just been there.
And yes, and your family has grown. And so
right.
you don't want to, you know, you want to move away from that traffic mm-hmm. and
not that it's a bad area. Sometimes
it's a great area. Mandarin is a great
sometimes
area.
It's a good area for some people. Arlington, okay. I guess you would say the same thing for, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a lot of flip properties in Arlington. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of movement going mm-hmm. on in the Arlington area
right.
with people trying to improve that area right. and make the neighborhoods look more appealing.
Right. But if you're looking at it from a purely economic perspective, and you wanted to make your equity grow as quickly as possible, what parts of town are you seeing probably have the greatest potential?
Oh, God, well, there's quite a few. But, mm-hmm. you know, the one that's always really on fire right now is Nocatee is always very popular right now mm-hmm. because it does have all those amenities. We have the new, boardwalk out there. They are building another town center out in that direction. So there's a lot of movement in that particular area mm-hmm. and in St. John's County as well. So, You know, young people with kids, that's where they want to be.
And the schools are, you know, rated some of the top
They're
in
fantastic.
The country. Yeah. Now, you've mentioned before that Nassau County is also probably going to be the next Nocatee, right?
Right. And what I mean by that is not that it's going to be named Nocatee, but just the growth. Mm-hmm. The growth is incredible right now. And, you know, we've opened a very small office out there so we can participate in that growth. And we have Lee Harold out there, one of our realtors, who is doing a fantastic job out there. So we love Lee Harold. The growth out there, though, is something else. Mm. So within the next 3 years, we're going to see a whole different Nassau County.
Yeah. So if you're in your house for a while and you hadn't even crossed your mind that it may be a good idea to move, maybe it would be a smart thing to get into something else, you know, because
yes.
A, if it's new construction, especially you're talking about Nassau County, I'm assuming you mean for the most part new homes, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So you get something brand spanking new and something that will allow your equity to grow a little bit faster.
Exactly. And it's important, you know, it's always great to buy at the beginning mm-hmm. versus at the tail end. Because when you're, you know, one of the first home buyers in a new construction zone, you're getting the good deal because, you know, really every month to 60 days, those prices are going slowly up and up and up. And we see it all the time in new construction. You get the deal at the beginning and then the prices increase.
Okay. They're thinking about moving and maybe you're talking about putting their house in the market. What are some of the first things they need to do after contacting you?
When they're thinking of moving, well, uh-huh. we need to prep their house.
Right.
And in the last couple of weeks, we have talked about buyers and what buyers kind of look at and what they should look at. And we've also talked about sellers. We talked about the exterior of the home, that front door, and making that curb appeal mm-hmm. look nice. Let's talk about the inside.
Okay.
What do we need to do to sell our homes quickly? Because what people don't realize, I always love the sellers to say that they're not in a hurry to sell their home. Well, the longer your house stays on the market, it goes stagnant. You know, realtors see that it's been on there forever, and they, you know, it starts getting that stigma that something's wrong with it.
Mm.
You know, in today's marketplace, homes are selling, you know, in less than 60 days. So if they're not, people are wondering why. And a lot of times it's just the curb appeal. The inside mm-hmm. of the house looks great, but mm-hmm. the curb appeal needs some polishing off.
Okay.
Well, now let's talk about the inside. A lot of people think, let me just call Anita Hiles at Realty Executive Oceanside and let's just list today. I can tell them that when they call me, it's going to be we're at least 2 to 3 weeks out before we're actually going to put that house on the market. Because there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah. What are some of the things, the first things that you ask people to do? I would imagine declutter would be on the top of the list, maybe?
Yes, we want them to pack.
Okay.
You know, we can cut down their packing time at the end mm-hmm. if they do it at the beginning.
Right. And that makes the house more sellable, huh?
It does. Okay. So, you know, let's say that, right now, summer is, technically it's over, but we know for us it's not. But we might be starting to get into fall and we want maybe our warmer clothes, maybe not so much our shorts and tank tops anymore. So we might tell them, okay, let's pack those clothes and let's declutter that closet because people always want to see the closets. They want to mm-hmm. see, especially, well, it's not just women, but I know for me, I need to look at the closet because I'm bad. I've got a million shoes. So I want to see where, mm-hmm. how everything's going to fit for me in there. And I like to coordinate things in color. So we might tell them to do that as well. Coordinate so it just looks uniform, so it looks nice. We don't want it to look like it's stuffed in there. So let's put away some of the shoes that probably aren't in season right now. Mm-hmm. And let's pack those away, because we're going to have your house sold before you're going to need those clothes again.
Okay, this seems like an easy question for you, because you do this all the time, but they're starting to pack, putting things in boxes, but they don't have a new house yet. They're maybe looking at an area. Where did they put these things?
We don't mind if they you know, store them nicely in the garage area.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not expecting them to go out and get a storage unit.
Okay.
That's up to them. But
all right.
Yeah, we're perfectly fine by, you know, putting things into a garage area. It's a temporary, you know, thing. So
okay.
It's not going to be permanently in there.
All right.
So we might have them take off pictures off of the walls, you know, just make everything look fresh, neat, and clean. Because people that are serious about buying the home, they're going to open closets, drawers. I mean, not drawers, but like kitchen. When I say drawers, I mean like in the kitchen. They're going to mm-hmm. be looking to see how do my things fit in this kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I go in there, I want to stand in there, you know, kind of pretend that I'm prepping something. Okay, here I'm going to put these type of utensils. And here I'm going to put my pots and pans. Is it big enough for all my pots and pans? You know, where am I going to put that blender? People are thinking of these things as they're passing through, and they'll open things up to see if they're deep enough, are they wide enough?
Mm-hmm.
And so we need those areas cleaned up and look organized. And I always tell people, we're selling real estate, so less is more.
Mm-hmm.
So the less that we show of clutter, and that, you know, we own a million pairs of shoes, like I do, and purses, and all these clothes, you know, we want them to make it look uniformed and nice.
Interesting.
So really, you
know. So fewer dishes around, fewer pots and pans and.
Exactly.
And that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. then color coordinating the clothes in the closet. I hadn't thought about that. That would actually. Maybe get someone to
sure. It looks really cool when uh-huh. you do it. Actually,
yeah. Get someone to sign a little faster than they would otherwise. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
All of those little things help sell a house. You know, depersonalizing. And I don't want people to take down. I know realtors are probably going to, you know, be upset at me right now. But mm-hmm. you know, leaving a few personal items out is fine. But if you have a whole wall of family photos, yeah, you want to take them down. You want. Because people will stop and look at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, how nice. Yeah, well, yeah. Yes, it is nice. But, you know, look over here. Here's the kitchen.
Okay.
You know, we don't want people to be distracted
yeah.
by the personal items.
Does it make sense to maybe paint the inside of the house with something neutral?
Yes. Oh. We've done that.
Okay.
You know, because it's all to our personal taste.
Right.
And I would say that most people have neutral type colors. But there's those of us that like bold colors. And, It does look really bad when we're having our photographer come by and take pictures. It just, you know, when mm-hmm. you have that fuchsia pink.
Or if you have teenagers, you know, they want to, you know, quote,
exactly,
be
the black bedroom.
You explain to the teenager, hey, listen, we're going to move to, you know, a new area, nicer home.
Yes.
And
so we're going to take down the black paint.
So we're going to have to paint your room temporarily. Now we move to the new place, you can paint it again. But right
exactly.
now, you're going to have to, you know, make it look more standard, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. And so, you know, when we have those bold colors, those homes tend to stay on the market if they're not tapered down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very nice house that had bold colors and they were not willing to paint it. And it did stay on the market quite a bit.
Mm. So it's always yeah. good to listen to your realtor's advice. Huh?
Yes. Yes. You want it to be neutral colors.
Yeah.
Or at least toned out.
What are some of these neutral colors that sell the best? Do you see any particular
ones? Oh, gosh. There's a lot of them today. We have just great choices between HGTV and what's the other show with Chip on it? I love it.
Chip and Anita. What's it called?
Joanne.
It's,
yes.
Fixer Upper, I think, is the name of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we get all kinds of... They all have their own line now of paint. So... Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that when we come back. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans are invoking Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to make the case that Judge Brett Kavanaugh does not need to say how he would vote on any particular case today on day two of his confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Grassley referred to the so-called Ginsburg standard today during day two. Tropical Storm Gordon is getting weaker as it moves inland. It blew ashore last night and almost to hurricane strength at 70 miles an hour and still a tropical storm. Its biggest effect was causing one death when a tree collapsed onto a mobile home, and some 24,000 customers in Alabama and Mississippi remained without power this morning, compliments of the storm. Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their companies on Capitol Hill today. They say they are aggressively trying to root out foreign interests seeking to sow divisions in American democracy as the November elections get closer. This is SRN News.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and SalonPas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that SalonPas Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
SalonPas, in the silver box with the blue wave.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles of Realty Executive Oceanside, where the experts are.
I was listening to the bumper music. $1 million house would be a pretty nice house, huh?
It would be an awesome house.
And you've got one for sale right now at the beach for $1 million. Was it 1.1?
1.1, and it is.
Okay.
You're getting a deal.
How many bedrooms? You said there are two living areas?
It's about 4,100 square feet.
Okay, enough room for me.
And it's got a front house and a back house.
Okay.
So the back house is 1,200 square feet of that, and okay, the rest is in the front house.
Okay, and you're saying that it could be a tremendous revenue generator with vacation rentals because people the country and all
TPC,
over the world, they like come here, and you can rent the front house out.
They've had top people rent that place,
okay,
too.
And those renters who come on vacation, instead of paying the hotel, they mm-hmm. pay you, and you could use that money to pay the mortgage and basically not have a mortgage and live for free.
Yes, and you can also do, you know, corporate rentals on it if you want as okay. well. That's also an option.
And there are rental services that will do all the management for you. All you have to do is own it and sign the papers.
That's it.
And get paid every
time. So
if
you're interested in a private viewing of 520 4th Avenue North, you just need to give me a call, and I will hook you up with Sean Fleming. And that's at 904-290-1552. We would love to show you that property. And give us a call here right now, 904-222-8255. Ask your real estate questions. Put us in the hot seat. We love being in the hot seat.
Right. I'll be happy to answer your question. No, I'm actually asking some of the questions there. Here, you got my curiosity piqued, Anita, about getting your house ready to be sold. And
yes.
we talked about painting.
And we were talking about actually paint color. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you guys are getting ready, you know, I'm not here pushing HGTV, but everybody knows that station. Everybody knows about HGTV, so it's just easy to go to that station. Mm-hmm. But you can take a look at some of those and get some, you know, basic ideas. But, you know, really what's really going right now with paint color is, you know, the soft grays are really in right now. Mm. So the soft grays are in, or
now I'm not necessarily, you know, that guy who understands color coordination as well as ladies. Yes. But is soft gray one of those colors that can kind of go with anything?
So it does.
So
go
no matter
with anything.
No matter the color of your furniture, that kind of fits, right?
Yes, it does. And okay. so you know, earth tones are always nice, but I could tell you that if you have it in one of the new colors out, it's going to go a lot further. So there's a lot of new paint colors out there at Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace. There's, you know, HGTV has their own color palette out there. And I even think the Property Brothers have their own paint. Everybody's got their own paint color, mm-hmm. you know. And you can always go on Pinterest.
What about basic white? You know, does that work as far as painting a house, or you'd recommend the
Not
gray?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
That's considered a bright color?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's also different types of white, but, you know, it's always
Not
nice.
As bad as neon purple, though, right?
We've seen it all, let me tell you. We have seen it all. So, again, if they're bright colors, you do want them to tone it down.
Yeah. You talked on a previous program about something called being nose blind. And very often, if you're a family that has pets or at least even just one pet, that one pet could devalue what you could get for your house and even cause you not to be able to sell it, right?
Yes. And I did have that one client that, you know, didn't want to buy a house because they had animals in it. And it's funny because, you know, I never even, that was the first time that somebody brought that to my attention. And, mm-hmm. you know, it makes all sense. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's why I always change the carpet out. Mm-hmm. You know, unless I know that they just put in brand new carpeting or flooring.
I was going to ask you that.
I always replace right. the carpet no matter what.
Because yeah. very often people like to go to the stores that rent these carpet cleaning machines. And they aren't necessarily pros at it. And next thing you know, you've got a little bit of moisture there that then turns into maybe some mildew scent. And that can kind of leave an odor, huh?
Yes. And, of course, we end up getting a lot of that here in Florida because of our weather. So, yeah, if you're known some areas in your home, you know, closets can get stuffy mm-hmm. in there. And that's why we like them decluttered. And stuff. You want every place in your home to smell lovely.
So you recommend when a person has carpet to go ahead and change the carpet out before they put the
No, not necessarily. Okay. No. I mean, if it needs to be changed, yes, we tell them to change it. But most people here, you know, they have different types of flooring. So, you know, when we say, you know, maybe change out the flooring, a lot of people will say, well, you know, we just, you know, let's give them a carpet allowance. Well, the problem with that is you're already bringing out a problem to begin with.
Right.
And
it sounds better on paper. You're thinking you're helping the new owner because they get to pick the carpet they want, but you're actually hurting yourself because
Correct.
It's
We're
not
already
sellable.
Letting people know up front that something ain't right inside the house.
Okay.
You know, so it's easy to pick a neutral color and, you know, and just replace it. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I never recommend getting top grade carpet unless the price point, you know, delivers that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, an average house, you know, at $250,000, you know, most of, like I said, we have different types of flooring from mm-hmm. from, you know, tile to wood floors. And, you know, most time we see that it's just the bedroom. So, you know, one of the bedrooms is really torn up. If it's because of animals or it's just wear and tear because you've had it a long time, you know, you're going to get a big bang for your buck by changing that that one room.
And very often, and, you know, I hate to say it, but it's reality. You've got pets, and housebreaking them sometimes doesn't happen overnight, and they, you know, you try to get it up, but it still leaves a little bit of the odor there. And it may have been 2 or 3 years ago when you were potty training the little guy. But that scent is still kind of in the carpet, especially if it's a cat, for example. And a new owner, you don't notice it anymore, but they do, right?
That's correct. So we want to make it nice and fresh.
Typical house, you know, you get some basic carpet. How much did the homeowner looking at investing in getting the carpet replaced? I guess it's...
Well, it just varies. I mean, they would have to go and do their own, you know, cost on that. Depends on how much they're going to replace.
Right.
You know. We don't want people spending, you know, a whole lot of money by replacing the whole flooring.
Right.
But sometimes, sometimes it needs to be done. I mean, that's why we have people that make a lot of money by flipping, right? Because they make the house look nice.
Right.
So, you know, by changing it up just a little bit, spending a little bit of money, again, a little bit of money into your home, as I say, replace simple items. So if something is old, and you know, what needs to be replaced, replace it.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, you look at these appliances and stuff, you know, if you have white appliances, you might want to update them.
Okay.
Now you don't have to buy brand new.
Even before you sell the home, buy new appliances, huh?
Well, I'm not saying new. You can go, there's so many places that sell, used, you know, appliances, and they're in great condition, and yet you're spending half the money that you would if you bought them new,
right?
And and they work just fine. A lot of them will guarantee them for the first year, and then plus you're doing a home warranty, so they're kind of getting a double warranty, if you will. And some people just change their appliances because, you know, it didn't match.
I see.
I would be that person.
You say white appliances aren't necessarily the smartest thing. I see basically three colors when I go to the appliance stores, and that is white, black, and stainless steel, right? Is there any others that I've missed?
There's a lot of other colors. Yeah,
really?
You need to get back out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so they even have the new, they have platinum, they have some other new color. They have now even stainless steel that, it kind of looks like leather almost. It kind of has that leather feel. It's really different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that way your prints aren't on the refrigerator.
I've seen television shows, Anita, where the doors for the appliances actually matched the cabinetry.
Correct.
Is that a very common thing, or can that be something?
We see that. You know, that's kind of a, I don't even know if that's probably going back to the 80s, I think, more so.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't see that on really current homes, but
doesn't necessarily sell the house better, because that's what we're talking about necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Everybody kind of likes, you know, the stainless steel look or the new platinum that's out there.
Okay.
In fact, Betty Layton just flipped a property, and her and her husband, they do a great job as well. It's on Mescalero, I think is how you pronounce it. And she has the new platinum appliances in there, and they look really nice against the white. And she has it all decorated in the soft gray colors and the white countertops. And it looks great with those new appliances in there.
Yeah. We touched on pets and pet odors when selling the house. What if there's a pet currently in the house? Should something be at least considered about that and brainstormed on how to maybe
A lot of the family, you know, a lot of people when there's a showing, they'll take their animal out for a walk, and things of that nature. But we're real careful, obviously.
Yeah.
If people have cats or animals in the home,
what if they have a cat or a dog, and would it be smart to maybe ask a cousin or a sister or a brother to take care of Fido for at least a few weeks while the house is on the market, or no?
Nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's the first weekend that it's on the market. It's going to be hot. People are going to be coming in and out of there. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles from Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Online at
WBOB.
Bow, 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 bow.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
This is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate, and every time that song comes on, I want to start dancing and singing. That's why I always hesitate. It's like I want to start singing. I love that song.
Well, we're talking about getting your house ready for sale, and
yeah. So you were talking about pets, and mm-hmm. I want to tell you this. I want to finish answering that question because okay. when we push the button and make your property active on the multiple listing, it goes off to every site possible out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm meaning Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, all those sites.
These are websites the people who are in the market for a house may see, as well as other
Correct.
Real estate agents.
It's their multiple listing, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going on people's personal websites or the Realty Executive, you know, international website where people can search. So when your realtor pushes active, that is a critical time. Your home has to be ready. It's got to be picture perfect inside, a couple of items on the kitchen counter, and you're putting everything else away. Now, a lot of this is temporary. A lot of people go, God, you know, I'm so used to having, you know, this on the countertops and that on the countertops because we use them daily. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that the first week your home is on the market is the most important. That's when you're going to get your most showings. So if it's crickets and you're getting no showings that first week, then something's wrong.
And you're probably referring to photographs that were taken of the house before
yes,
it was...
or pricing. Something is off because when you mention about animals, you know, and leaving them at, you know, Uncle Joe's house... It's not a bad idea. You know, we don't mm-hmm. really suggest that, but it's not a bad idea to tell people for that first week, that first weekend, it's going to be a revolving door because it's a new house on the market. We're limited right now on properties on the market. It's if it's priced right, if it looks great And of course, we always use a professional photographer. And I love using, David Youngblood. And, I'm going to call David to take the best pictures he possibly can. And so when we put it out there, we need it to look perfect. And the reason why is because if you go on those sites to search for a home, it's the pictures that are going to capture you. So when you're scrolling down and you see a house from the exterior, because that's usually going to be the first photo that you see, something catches you to make you want to click on it to look at the other photos. So it's just critical. That's why I always push that curb appeal, because that's what that first impression is everything. And if you've missed your audience and you haven't quite cleaned the house yet and the photographer shows up, and I've seen pictures on the MLS where the kitchen looks horrid. It's like, why would you even put that picture out there? dishes are in the sink. And
dirty dishes in the sink? Oh, my goodness.
We've seen everything. Huh. Seriously.
Okay.
Well, that's what people are looking at.
Right.
And let's say that the realtor took the pictures themselves with their phone because the photographer's busy and can't come till next week.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that is that buyer that clicked on that already saw the awful house. They're not going to go back and click on it.
They've already made their minds up.
Correct. They don't know that new pictures are coming.
This is really a lesson, Anita, in human nature, because very often people judge you on a first impression.
Correct.
And they judge your home, and it's probably not the fairest thing to do. Obviously, if they're moving in there and they don't want cluttered kitchen, they're going to wash their dishes, and sometimes just psychologically they forget that, hey, if I were living in this house, my dishes would be clean, but they're judging their experience based upon what you, and even sometimes people who should know better.
They rent it out, and so they have renters in that house that they're and so they're really at the mercy of the renters.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll pay to have someone go in there and clean it up and organize it.
I was going to ask that question next. Does it make sense maybe to hire, and they're cleaning services for offices all the time, to get one of those types of services to come and just do a thorough cleaning of your house?
Correct. And we normally do that for all our listings. And it's, people will go, well, God, my house isn't dirty. No, it's not. But we give it a spit shine. Mm-hmm. She will roll up that throw rug.
Mm-hmm.
She, the baseboard, she does that deep cleaning. Mm-hmm. And all our clients, I have not had one. All our clients are so happy when it's done because they're going, unbelievable.
Yeah. Because very often you're in the middle of it. You don't really realize just how much more clean it could be than you're making
Correct.
It. And
Correct.
There's certain areas that are not necessarily the easiest to clean that a professional would know how to get to. Like, for example, the shower stall, and
there are times when I have gone home, because I also use this person, Cindy Kane, and my living room is in my kitchen. She's moved every stitch of furniture. So that way she cleans the baseboards behind and things of that nature. And it is incredible when I come home and when she's cleaned my house. It's crazy.
Got to make a confession. Sometimes, I'm not as thorough as I probably should be. And I got moved, Anita, to just really tackle the windows one day, which is some area that I really don't look at. And I cleaned it looked like literally I didn't have windows. They were that clean, and it changed the entire atmosphere of the house. Just having that perfect see-through window where they're, because you got blinds, and curtains. You're not really looking at it, but you pull the blinds up and you open the curtains. It just really brings the outside in, and it changed the entire feel of the house by making sure the windows were really spotless.
Yes. And the whole idea is to, like I said, a lot of people listening right now might say that's a tall order, but we help you with this tall order, and it's because we want people to click on your house on realtor.com and Zillow and all those sites. We want your home to get picked out of maybe the other 20 or 40 or 50 that are in that price point. So it's always nice to know what your competition is. So when I price a home for somebody, I let them know these other homes are also in your subdivision at the same price. Let's see how we compare to that. So at least our sellers know this is our competition. What can we do to beat that? So we get picked first. Mm. And we want our homes, every realtor wants their home to get that click, if you will, on the internet. So if the outside isn't done or we're waiting for that photographer who's 2 weeks away, I say we wait 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. That gives us more time to prep. So we're not stressed. So we're not in a hurry because timing is everything. Okay. Like I like putting my homes on the market on Thursday because Thursday realtors are getting ready for the weekend, for their weekend showings. So I like to hit active first thing Thursday morning. So they see the new listing out there that weekend. I always let my clients know it's going to be a revolving door. You may want to go away for the weekend, or you may want to, you know, go to a movie, keep yourself occupied because it will be a revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
And
should they eat at restaurants that weekend, especially the first
exactly. Don't touch anything.
Don't keep the kitchen, the stove immaculate. Yeah. But what about atmospheric things like leaving the ceiling fans on, leaving the lights on, and maybe even plugging wallflowers in?
Yes, that's all important.
What about soft music playing in the background? Does that help at all or no?
It helps tremendously.
Really?
Yes.
It's amazing. We don't talk about these things. That's just things I'm thinking about offhand. So.
Yeah, music, you know, when we do the open houses as well, we like to keep on the music. And mm-hmm. always in a showing, we always tell our clients, before you leave, make sure you put the toilet seats down. yes, I know. Nobody wants to see inside your toilet. So put the toilet seats down,
Okay. Turn
on all the lights.
All the lights, okay.
Yes, and put on some soft music in the background.
What about the air conditioning? Should it be colder than usual or about normal, what you normally would keep
about
it?
About normal is fine.
Okay.
You know, you do want it cool. So, the whole idea is to make it pleasant. We work with you mm-hmm. To get these jobs done. And so that way you get top dollar for your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, unless sometimes we are in a time crunch because people are relocating, but sometimes we're not. And usually we're not. So mm-hmm. we always tell them, let's do this correctly. Let's work on the house. After we take the listing, we let them know what needs to be done to the house. And we just don't leave it and walk away. We're helping them with this process. And so that way, when we take the photos, you know, after the first week, they can leave their coffee pots out. They can, you know, it's home. We don't expect people not to live in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that first week that's really critical.
If it's a house you're not living in, you have renters. Is it difficult, you find, to get them to cooperate with you? Or how do you incentivize it for them?
You know, sometimes. But, you know, I would say that for me, that's very rare. We try to work with them. And for the most part, they've already been aware that the house is going to be going on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, just with anything, sometimes we get a difficult client.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get a difficult person who's leasing a property.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, people are always cooperative, and mm-hmm. you know, because they want to sell, and people that are renting the property as well, you know, okay. they know that it's time to go.
Okay. Your website, how do people get in touch with you?
It is anitahiles.com, and you can always reach me at 904-290-1552, and you can find me on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate. Please go to my Facebook page and like it. Click on that like button. I want to see how many of you actually listen.